praised be Jesus and Mary. Let's briefly look at the life of St. Boniface today. We celebrate his liturgical memorial. He was born in 675 or around that year in southwestern England and became a learned and influential Benedictine monk. And then in 716, he obtained permission to become a missionary to the Germans. Germany at that time in its southern part was already pretty thoroughly evangelized, but not so much the central and northern part. And it's to these parts that St. Boniface wanted to go and preach the gospel. So he was sent and ordained a bishop in 722 by Pope St. Gregory II, so he could better fulfill his mission. And then in 754, after many years of successful and fruitful ministry as a missionary, he set out to the land of the Frisians, where he was martyred soon after by the pagans on June the 5th, 754, along with 52 other companions. This part of Germany was always difficult to evangelize, and St. Boniface laid down his life, paving the way for their future conversion, which came after his death. That was a brief look at his life. And we can say, spiritually reflecting on it, that the primary concern for St. Boniface, wherever he went, was to spread the gospel and to establish the Church of Christ, which is, of course, the custodian and the guardian of the gospel in its entirety, in its integrity. His concern was to make of people members of the Church, of the mystical body of Christ, to give them access and knowledge of the fullness of the faith that our Lord taught, the deposit that he gave to his apostles, to give them access to God and his grace by means of the seven sacraments that Christ established and that he gave to his Church, in which the Church safeguards, and to give them the guidance of the shepherds of the Church, which govern in Christ's name, and to which our Lord says, "He who listens to you listens to me." And why did he do this? Well, because very simply, that's Christ's will. He wants one flock under one shepherd. And he wants no one to be deprived of the fullness of the deposit of faith, the seven sacraments, and his own shepherds. And rightly, he dedicated himself to this St. Boniface because salvation without the Church is not possible. There is no salvation outside of the Church. Even though somebody might visibly remain outside of the confines of the Church, it's always through the mediation of the mystical body of Christ that salvation is obtained. And though it's, again, salvation is possible outside of the visible boundaries of the Church, it's certainly not easy without a certain knowledge of the deposit of faith, without knowledge of the sacraments. Imagine if we, or imagine other people that are actually in this situation, not knowing that God is for us a father, not knowing that there is a sacrament that makes us his children, not knowing that he has every one of the hairs on our head numbered and counted, that he actually cares about us, he's not just an anonymous force, not knowing that he leaves 99 sheep to look for the one lost one, that he rejoices more in the conversion of one sinner than in 99 who don't need conversion, that there's a sacrament actually of forgiveness. Not knowing any of these things, not knowing the love of God for us, not knowing what belongs to God and what belongs to Caesar, not having the magisterium of the Church to guide us in difficult decisions, etc. Imagine not knowing any of that and having just the pressure of a corrupt world, corrupt and seeking to corrupt. Well, salvation, of course, is possible in such circumstances, but certainly not easy. So rightly, St. Boniface dedicated himself to bringing the fullness of the means of salvation to all peoples. And it's not bad, in this mindset, it's not bad to wish for the Catholic faith to spread as far as possible and for as many people as possible to become Catholic. It's not bad at all. It's not intolerant. It's actually very charitable to seek to spread the confines, the visible confines of the Church. It's an essential part of evangelization because all of us have received the gift of faith as an undeserved gift. Probably most of us without even asking for it. It just was given to us. And we must share it that way with others, letting them know what great a gift it is. So let's imitate in this Saint Boniface, in our own circumstances, in our own field of missionary work, which could be right around us. Let's pray that the church might grow in numbers and in holiness until there is one flock and one shepherd, and all people become members of the mystical body of Christ, which is the Catholic Church. Praised be Jesus and Mary.